Today, the New Testament reading that I'd like to share is out of 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 17 through 23. But we're not doing an Old and New Testament reading anymore as we're leading up to Pentecost, although the rest of the readings in the lectionary I encourage you to take a look at, especially Psalm 116. But today we're looking at 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 17 through 23. Now, I wanted just to kind of have a little comment about the scripture in 1 Peter. And I think it's, for all of us, it's very easy to get discouraged, especially when things aren't going our way. Now, Peter's writing this after the resurrection, and you know the turmoil. The people in the day were knowing that Jesus was the Messiah, and their faith was shaking. Sometimes we just think about those things, but Peter is considered the encourager, and he reminds us Christians that every persecution need not be feared if we know Jesus Christ. And this letter is a manual on how a Christian should live in the face of persecution and broken relationships and discouragement and suffering. This book of 1 Peter is certainly a book of encouraging. He's calling for holy living and picking up the scripture, new living, in verse 17. And now remember that the Heavenly Father, to whom you pray, has no favor when he judges. He will judge or reward you according to what you do. So you must live in reverent fear of him during your time as foreigners here on this earth. For you know that God paid a ransom to save you from the empty life you had inherited from your ancestors. And the ransom he paid was not mere gold or silver. He paid for you with the precious lifeblood of Christ, the sinless, spotless Lamb of God. God chose him for this purpose long before the world began. But now, in these final days, he was sent to the earth for all to see. And he did this for you. Through Christ, you have come to trust in God. And because God raised Christ from the dead and gave him great glory, your faith and hope can be placed confidently in God. Now, you can have sincere love for each other, brothers and sisters, because you were cleansed from your sins when you accepted the truth of the good news. To see that it is really love, love for each other, intensely with all your hearts. That's what we're called to do. For you have been born again. Your new life did not come from your earthly parents, because the life they gave you will end in death. But this new life will last forever, because it comes from the eternal, living Word of God. May God add his blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of his holy and precious word. Pray you have a wonderful day. And thanks for tuning in.